Blog Talk Radio.
This episode of HR Happy Hour is sponsored by Acquire. New ideas, new innovations, and a new way of doing things. That's what makes Acquire a leader in the world of workforce planning and analytic solutions. And that's what makes HR Evolution a force in the HR industry. Learn more about Acquire's innovative technology solutions at acquireinc.com.
On the HR Happy Hour. I'm going to play that whole song at the end of the show. Hey, welcome to the HR Happy Hour. I am Steve Bowes. With me, of course, Shauna Morkey, the HR Minion. Shauna, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun one.
It's going to be a great show tonight, a huge show. This is the HR Evolution 2011 preview show. If you're listening back on the archive to the show, this show is being recorded live on the internet Thursday, April 14th, 2011. Our call-in number, 646-378-1086. I swear, though, if you haven't called in by now, it's going to be really challenging to squeeze you in tonight, but we'll try. On Twitter, our hashtag is HR Happy Hour, of course. So we'll be keeping an eye on that as well. So really excited for the show tonight. The HR Evolution's coming up in just a couple of weeks. Many of the folks who are on the call tonight, and I guess all the folks who are on the call will be there, and lots of the folks listening and following on Twitter, too. So this is kind of a fun show we like to do and talk about the event. Shauna, I don't know if I really have any announcements of any kind.
Should we
get right in and start welcoming our guests? I think the first, we have lots of folks on the line, and then I think I'm going to just go to our first guest first, and then we'll start folding in everybody else who's on the phone sort of one at a time after that. So our first guest, really the creator, one of the co-creator, the driving force behind HR Evolution for the most part is with us, Trish McFarland, the HR ringleader. Trish, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Well, thank you, Trish, for doing the show. Trish, I just want to throw it to you right off the top and just talk just a little bit about the HR Evolution and sort of a little bit of history for folks who may not be familiar with it. We do have a lot of folks listening and are probably coming to the event for the very first time, may not be completely familiar with the backstory and how HR Evolution came to be what it is today. So maybe you can talk a little bit about the beginning of HR Evolution and what it is today and then what it means to you.
Sure. I think it's changed. So this will be our third time doing it, third year doing it. And it started a little bit out of frustration and sort of a casual tweet I threw out there because I happened to be in a situation at work where I wasn't going to be able to attend any of the more expensive conferences, regardless of where they were or who was putting them on. And I was just frustrated with the fact that there needed to be some sort of an option with the economy. It had just taken the downturn, really, and it was starting to hit hard. And, people were out of work. They obviously weren't getting any chance to develop their skills if they were in human resources or recruiting or sourcing. So it was sort of just a frustrated plea on Twitter to say, there needs to be something for those of us who don't have the opportunity to go to the big things. So immediately, several people, yourself included, but Ben Eubanks responded right away, and as did a couple other people, and said, you know what, we should do it. Let's just have our own unconference, as we called it. And it was really modeled after some of the first unconferences, which were the bar camps. So I talked to some people who had done bar camps before in the insurance industry and some other industries, and that just really kicked off the planning. So it was a way for us to just really have an inexpensive way. The other unique thing about it was that we wanted everyone who was going to participate as an attendee to have a say-so in where the event was going to be held and what would we be discussing. So not a full-on bar camp approach where you don't know until you get there, but definitely everyone had – it was a collaborative event. So that is still the case. We still, as you know, we still incorporate ideas that everyone has throughout the year. I think it's morphed over time. I think it got a little, you know, well, a lot bigger last year. The first event was 50 people. Right. The
right.
second one was, you know, closer to 150, 142, I think, is something like that. But what we lost a little bit of the second one was the focus is really on the networking. And it's not even so much the networking you do that day. While that's great, it's about what you take away with you, those people that you now have as friends, and you consider them colleagues across the country or in other countries, and that you can reach out to anytime you need them. So I think what we're trying to capture with the third one, so for the people that have attended before, is to get back to the feeling of the first one. So even though we'll still be right at about 140 to 150 people.
Wow, that many. Fantastic.
Yeah, there are a lot. So, but we're trying to really make sure that we focus on, yes, you'll come and you will learn and you'll be able to participate and discuss, as you'll hear throughout this show, what the speakers plan on tackling there. But the point is that you're going to have roughly, I would say at a minimum, even if you only really interacted with half the people, you'll have at least 70 people that you can go back to work and call them if you need them. You've got experts on every type of issue in leadership and HR and management that you could possibly want. So I think that's the real value of it. And just personally to me, it's just a way to volunteer my time, to give back to the community that gives so much to me year-round. And I think, and Steve, I'll let you speak for yourself, but I mean, I think if...
Yeah, no, I'm not really happy to give back. So
you're
not happy
to give
like,
back?
Whatever.
I'm not that excited about that part of it.
No, but
oh,
I think...
Stop it.
I think, too, and it goes beyond just Ben Eubanks and Crystal Peterson and you and I, it's everyone that comes, I can't even tell you, everyone reaches out and calls and emails and says, what can I personally do to help? So whether it's coming in early to help with the details or whether it's helping the day of or helping us do something afterwards, I mean, it's collaborative. It's a really good feeling, too. So I get a lot from that personally and professionally.
Trish, super sort of getting us all up to speed. We appreciate that and giving us an idea of the event. Quite honestly, the event has grown quite a bit, as you said, but keeping it sort of with the spirit of that first event, which was a really kind of a really fun event in Louisville, Kentucky, that I certainly won't forget either. Quick reset, and we've got to start welcoming in, Shauna, some of the many folks who are hanging out on the line with us and ready to dive in. This is the HR Happy Hour. We're talking about HR Evolution 2011, which is coming up in 2 weeks, just 2 short weeks in Atlanta, Georgia. It's going to be really exciting. Our call-in number tonight is 646-378-1086. Our hashtag on Twitter is HR Happy Hour as well. I do see have a couple other folks whose hands are raised, and we'll get you on board. Just be patient, hang out with us, because I want to start welcoming in a few of our other guests. I want to talk a little bit in this next part of the show, Shauna, and I want you to dive in as well because you'll be leading a session at HR Evolution too.
Yeah.
But I want to welcome some of the folks who are on the line who are going to be session leaders at HR Evolution. So first, let's welcome the great Kevin Grossman. Kevin, welcome back to the HR Happy Hour.
Well, good, not great, but thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
Kevin,
how's
thanks
everybody?
So much. We're great. Let me bring up a couple of the other folks who are hanging out. China Gorman, China, are you there?
I am, and now I am totally upset with you because I thought you only called me the great. But now you're calling Kevin the great. Now I'm
bothered you.
Heartbroken.
I thought that put some pressure on China.
My dad. Steve, this is why I'm going to talk about emotional intelligence.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. This is why I'm going to come to that session. I'm going to sit in the front row. I'm going to need it. So So Kevin and China are with us, who both be leading sessions. I'm going to talk to them each about their sessions in a minute. I'd like to bring on also Nate Dupour from People Matter. Nate, are you there?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Nate. Welcome to the HR Happy Hour. Well, thanks so much for having me. Glad to be here with you guys.
Great. Nate's sort of playing both sides of the fence. He's presenting, and People Matter is also one of our great sponsors as well. So we're really pleased to have Nate on the show. So, Kevin, I'll throw it to you first, since I called you great and
sure.
got China mad at me. But I'll throw it to you first. Maybe you could talk a little bit about what you plan on doing at the HR Evolution and what your session's all about and what you hope to get out of it and sort of bring to the attendees.
Sure. You know, well, first let me just – I just want to really quick just say a few seconds on last year. I didn't attend the first year of HR Evolution, but I attended last year, and I have to say that it was an amazing, intimate place to network and meet a lot of the folks that I have, you know, met online over the past few years, and just a lot of great HR practitioners that run that event, Trish and all of you, and everybody that attends. So it was, I'm really happy to attend. This year, I'm going to be there, and I'm excited to run. I'm going to try to keep it as a fun, you know, light but educational session about emotional intelligence, which I'm a huge proponent of, personally and professionally these days. And I really kind of learned a lot about it and did a lot of my own research on it with the GLOW Instant that I did last year in leadership development. And I just think that there's a lot of really great science and research behind assessing and developing emotional intelligence in the workplace. And the fact is, you know, we focus so much on intellect and education when it comes to hiring decisions and in organizations today. And I think that, unfortunately, we see again and again that alone is not enough for people to prevent them from breaking down and falling apart and making stupid decisions. And because there's always an emotional component to the decision making that we do. So I want to do a session on it. I want to do a session on how, again, it can be assessed and developed and maybe do some fun role-playing as well in my session about emotional intelligence. You know, the fact of the matter is the prefrontal cortex doesn't really develop until we're, like, what, 75? So
I'm pretty sure mine's not fully there. Yeah, so I'd have to agree with you, Kevin.
So anyway, so that's really what it is. And again, I'm just really excited to be there and to talk about this subject that I feel pretty passionately about. And thanks for having me on the show.
Kevin, great. Thanks so much. I know your session's going to be fantastic. The emotional intelligence stuff is fascinating to me. And so we're really looking forward to that session. Let me throw it to Nate Dupour. I'll throw it to you. Nate, you're going to be a first-time attendee, first-time presenter at HR Evolution, but your session with me, I remember reading about it when we were figuring out how to program the event, to me was really sort of fascinating. So maybe, Nate, you could talk for a minute or two about what you'll be doing at HR Evolution.
Well, thanks, Steve and Sean. I'm really glad to have the opportunity to work with you guys and be a part of this awesome event in Atlanta. We are what we're going to talk about is something that's really been fascinating in the industries that we serve today, which is how to link your culture to your brand and then ultimately to revenue, which is something that a lot of our service-based clients really strive for.
And Nate, maybe you could just talk for just a minute about your clients that you're doing, what People Matter does and who you serve specifically.
Absolutely. So we're a workforce management, talent management company focused on four verticals, service-based verticals. They're restaurants, convenience stores, retail, and hospitality. So we look for environments.
Which is pretty much, Shauna, which is pretty much the last 2 weeks of my life on Foursquare. Just
really?
Fast food, hotels, restaurants, everything. That's exactly it.
Yeah, we could tell you a lot about your chickens there, Steve.
Absolutely,
And so we look at those four verticals, hourly workers, high turnover, shift workers, multi-locations. And what we found is something really astonishing that we've been able to link, which is the quality of the hires and the passion for the brand that they have really results in downstream effects on customer service and ultimately revenue. And so it's going to be a great way, even for folks that aren't in those industries, to talk about how they can get their company and their people really rallied around their culture and their brand, and then what the outcomes can be of that, ultimately for the revenue and the passion for the brand by the customer base. So I'm looking really forward to helping facilitate it and getting a lot of great feedback from the attendees there. And by the way, if anybody does get in town early, we happen to have, and we did this really cool thing to coincide with HR Evolution so we can get some of our attendees to the HR Evolution event. We're hosting our Collaborate event, which is a quarterly event that we host where we bring our customers involved in town as well as folks that are just interested and passionate about HR. And we're doing it a couple days before that, but that afternoon on Friday the 29th, before the official kickoff and the tweet up, we are going to be launching a new product at 12:30 at the host hotel. So we certainly anybody on there to come join us for some great times, some free adult beverages, and some food and fun before the tweet up.
I think you said the magic words right there, buddy. That's guaranteed.
There you go.
Crowd. Hey, Nate, thank you so much. We've got loads of folks who need to get on board. Sean, I'll throw it to you. You're presenting at HR Evolution. What are you going to be talking about at the event?
Well, I'm going to be lucky enough to be presenting with Dwayne Lay, which I'm excited about because he's awesome. If you guys haven't met him, you really need to. And we're going to be talking to you about connecting in social media in non-creepy ways. Because there's plenty of creepy ways.
The non-creepy connection. Okay, that's great.
Right, but you want the non-creepy connection. That's the sweet spot in social media. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We have some cute little ideas and some surprises in store for you.
Great. I'm going to tell you what, that session's going to rock. You guys are going to kill it, and that's going to be one of the fun sessions of the event. I'm almost sure of it. I am sure of it.
I'm hoping.
So cool. Hey, China, the great China Gorman. See, I said it again. you're doing a session with our friend Paul Smith, and a little bit about your and Paul's session.
Well, I'm kind of second chairing Paul. He's the leader of the pack, but we're going to have a really great conversation about influence. How do you get it? What do you do with it when you get it? What's the difference between earned influence and positional influence, formal and informal, and how do you build your influence? I think it's going to be a great discussion, and it really is going to be a discussion. We've got some questions we're going to tee up, and then we're going to let the group sort of wrestle them to the ground.
Great. That's going to be a great session. We had an influence session at the last event, which was just huge and great. It was the Paul Hebert and Jason Seiden session on influence, which was standing room only. So the influence topic I know is popular with the audience for sure, and I think you guys are going to do great. Sean, I've got line 7 I want to bring up because I'm pretty sure this is another one of our presenters. Hi, area code 503. You're on the HR Happy Hour. Hi. Is this Tanya?
Yeah, hey.
Tanya Barham.
Can you hear me?
Welcome to the HR Happy Hour.
Howdy.
Tanya, you might be better known to some of our listeners by your alter ego online, which is Wellness Sucks, right?
Yeah.
So, Tanya, you'll be presenting at HR Evolution, and your session is going to be really fascinating and interesting. Could maybe you share a little bit about what you do and then what your session's all about?
Well, let's see. Let's talk about really quickly HR. Can I mention like a competing show blog? There's a really funny, if you guys go over to Chris Ferdinandi's HR Renegade, I know that Kimberly is out there on the line somewhere, and we've had kind of a stirring debate going on that blog about wellness. Does wellness suck? And
of course it does.
only if Steve has designed your program, will
exactly.
It
exactly. That's right. That's
like
the I teed you up, Tanya, because it does normally suck.
And it was the donuts the other day. What were you having? Donuts, cookies, and coffee?
Oh, Tanya,
was
it was horrible.
Impressive.
I know. I feel like I had to confess my dietary transgressions, but yeah, it was donuts and chocolate cake and. As the day progressed, it didn't get any better. There was Top Ramen involved in a Miller High Life at some point. So
there's always Top Ramen involved. And if it's a good party,
horrible.
There's Miller High Life. It's a champagne of beers, you know?
That is true.
but, no, you know, the session is going to be so, you know, what I do is easily discovered by just Googling my name on the internet. So Tanya Barham is my real name. But what the session is going to be about is going to be fun. I did a similar session at the American Journal of Health Promotion, you know, they really were looking for, you know, someone to spice up some of the seminars, and they wanted, they talked about, you know, let's have it engage, we want audience engagement and participation, and, you know, and it was really funny because that's a pretty academic conference. Like, there are a lot of PhDs presenting there. And this activity really was, the feedback was overall really good. You know, I think there were about 200 people in that presentation. But the funniest thing was when I got the comment, you know, when they rated it on a numeric scale, it looked really good, but then you get the individual comments. And just to give you a sense of how people might feel about this session, two comments that were side by side was, one was like, basically the best presentation of the entire conference. And this was a conference where like Dick Vitale and Bob Woodward were speaking. And then,
fabulous, baby, fabulous.
Yeah, baby, you are killing it. And then, like, the comment right after it was a total waste of time. So it ran the gamut, you know. And here's why. So the session is going to be completely, you will not be able to see the forest for the trees. We're going to have just, you know, a quick intro, and then we're going to break the group into an interactive activity in sort of two sessions. It's sort of like, almost like a game. There will be a little bit of math involved. You can use your cell, so bring your cell phones.
Right.
Your lighters, wave them in the air, you know. Little bit of math involved. There will be some rolling of some dice, but mostly a very good way to network and be interactive, because just like at a company, there's going to be a lot of water cooler time. So it's essentially going to be like a day in the life of XYZ Corporation, and we're going to do try two different strategies for rolling out wellness programs at this company. Mm-hmm. And one is kind of the strategy that most companies use, and the other is a slightly different methodology, or it's just more of a sort of a grassroots marketing campaign approach to rolling out wellness. And so the reason I mentioned the HR Renegade blog is because, you know, it's like Fran, Melmed, and I always end up in the, like, pro-wellness camp, which is
right.
Surprise. There's a shock.
It's like the villagers are upon us with their, you know, coming with their pitchforks, and fires are ablazing, and, you know, we're just, like, cowered like a couple squirrels over there. I hope that this session will show people experientially what it's like, because the big question that Chris and Kim had for me on the blog, and they were really giving me a hard time about, which I think is totally legitimate. I mean, actually, I think their questions are legitimate, is, but tell us specifically what to do. Don't just give us the statistics. You know, we see that all the time. And so this session is going to give people, like I said, you won't be able to see the forest for the trees. You're going to experience what two different approaches are like. And then when we have time at the end, we'll try to wrap up with a little bit of high-level processing around what was different about each approach. And there's going to be a lot of time to sort of have – there'll be a lot of face time with the people that are in your division of the company. So it's fun. It's like anybody who likes Dungeons & Dragons can totally –
That's going to be
solid.
Thank you, Tanya. I'm going to stop you, because we've got to get Shauna. We cannot forget about our sponsors. We absolutely have to get these sponsors.
Of course, we love our sponsors.
Sponsors make it all happen. So let me do a quick reset. Everybody, just calm down, just for a second. A little, deep cleansing breath. Everyone, go ahead, do it with me. Okay, good. This is the HR Happy Hour. We're talking about the HR Evolution 2011, which is in 2 weeks in Atlanta. I'm Steve Bowe. Sean is with me. Lots of guests on the line and more to welcome in a second. Our call-in number is 646-378-1086. Hashtag on Twitter is HR Happy Hour. There was a question. We didn't quite announce Tanya properly. Tanya, who's talking about her wellness session, is Tanya Barham, and her Twitter handle is Wellness Sucks. Maybe Shauna, you could tweet that out for the folks who are listening who might not have caught that.
Always retweeted.
Okay, so let's welcome. First, I want to welcome one of our sponsors from the Monster.com, who's been with us for a long time in the HR Evolution. Please welcome to the show Matt Charney. Matt, how are you tonight?
Hey, Matt. I'm great. Hey, guys, how are you? Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Matt, we really appreciate you coming on. Certainly the HR Evolution, the team, and the attendees appreciate the support that Monster has shown the event. So maybe you could just talk a little bit about, from your perspective, you know, why why you sort of continue to be involved in the HR evolution from sort of a corporate perspective, and then maybe talk a little bit about your own personal observations you may have about the event.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So obviously Monster has been with HR Evolution as a sponsor and an advocate since the beginning, and that was through Eric Weingartner, who obviously everybody knows and who's also listening to this, which is why I'm slightly nervous, and I apologize for that. And
Eric, putting the pressure on Matt. Nice.
So, but as really as a result of that, I was able to go last year, and speaking to personal experience, it was my Twitter stream come alive. We talk a little bit about networking, and really it was everyone whose voice I really feel HR practitioners and recruiters listen to, both from a best practices perspective as well as a social media perspective, kind of coming together. Room, and that 150 people is not at all representative of the reach, as I think this show is probably a testament to. So, you know, I think it's really important for Monster to take very small kind of capacity of frontline professionals and take those themes and trends. When China talks about influence, the event is not only influential in terms of the people who are there, but also kind of dictating the trends and themes that resonate throughout our industry. So I think that in terms of what we're doing this year is really partnering with HR Evolution as a content provider, as a content sponsor, and taking some of those trends and those themes and really using Monster spread and reach from a thought leadership perspective to take the front lines online and deliver some of those things and conversations outside the capacity of the room to a much broader audience of
right.
HR professionals and recruiters.
Great, Matt. And so, you know, obviously Monster's been a great supporter of the show ever since the beginning, and we certainly appreciate that. And you did shout out to Eric, and we would be remiss without shouting out the EW Monster, Eric Weingartner,
a
longtime friend of our radio show as well as the HR Evolution, and a presenter this year himself. And his presentation is going to kick some butt, so we're looking forward to that, too. I say she's been waiting patiently. I'm going to say this, China, don't get offended. I've saved my favorite guest for last. I did this.
Oh.
There was a design in this because we're so happy. Because not only because she's a supporter of the HR Evolution, which we're talking about tonight, but our supporter of our little radio show we do here for ages and ages, and, you know, one of our best friends of the show, the double great, Lois Melbourne from Acquire is with us tonight. Lois, welcome back to the HR Happy Hour.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Lois, first of all, congratulations on the news.
Yes.
Who maybe not everybody has heard, so maybe you could just briefly talk a little bit about the big news that happened at Acquire about 2 weeks or so ago.
Oh, absolutely. We announced last Monday, the 4th, that after 17 years of Ross and Lois owning Acquire, we have now sold to the private equity firm that also owns PeopleQuick Authoria.
Wow.
So we will still be Acquire. We're still rocking it the same way that we always have, but we're now part of a bigger family as well. So that's very exciting for us.
Great. Yeah, that was big news a couple of weeks ago, so we're all very pleased and happy for the great team at Acquire. So awesome news there. And so, Lois, obviously you've supported this show forever, and this year you're getting involved in the HR Evolution. So maybe you could talk a little bit about what the HR Evolution event sort of presented to you, you know, as a sponsor, but also as, you know, a friend and a participant in the community that we're all participating in as well.
Well, I've been at the last two HR Evolution. So as I tweeted earlier, I'm a lifer.
Right.
I'm hooked.
That's right.
It is the one place where people seem to really kind of rip the lid off and talk about things that they want to say elsewhere, but they're not real certain if they should or not. And because I don't typically follow the rules, I fit right in that kind of conversation.
Right. Well, and right, and as a CEO of a big software company or any big company, it's kind of unusual, right, for CEOs to get right in the mix, I think.
Well, more should, because it's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
But it, it's also how I learn about the customers and the needs that are there. I mean, if you can't roll up your sleeves and participate in the conversation, then how can you possibly direct a company that's going to deliver products and services to your market? So this is just the way to get really in there with vocal people that will tell you like it is.
Right. Right. So this will be Lois, you mentioned this will be your third HR evolution, and I'm going to throw this back to Trish. I assume Trish is still with us. Trish, it felt like Trish was a guest on the show 4 weeks ago, but it was just about 20 minutes. But Trish, you're still with us. Are you still there?
I am. I was eating my dinner, so I'm ready to talk. Go for it.
Yeah, don't let us bother you with the live radio show or anything. Don't let that, you know, get
in
the way.
You
don't
want
to
get in your way, dear.
No, yeah, my kids are like quietly coming up here, delivering my food and everything, and they're like whispering, and they're like, in case you get asked a question, Mom. I'm like, okay.
Right. Trish, Lois mentioned that's her third HR evolution attendance. In the planning process, we talked about, as a planning committee, perhaps figuring out who were the HR evolution lifers, and maybe you could talk just a little bit about some of the folks who've been there since the beginning and what perhaps might be in store for some of them at the event this year.
Oh, well, I don't want to give away surprises, Steve, you know? We have, that has been something that's been on our minds. I mean, this is something that obviously we just sort of started on a whim, and we obviously appreciate everyone that comes. But, yeah, the people where they've been with us all three times, I mean, that's really important to us because it shows that those are the people that are really committed to helping us keep growing and changing this thing as it goes along. I mean, just as the name invokes. I mean, it's about how we're evolving as an HR community, and so we're hopefully bringing new people in and everything. But it's really nice to be able to kind of look back and see who's been there the whole way, and to help us keep that journey moving in the right direction.
Right.
So we don't have the list finalized, but I'm looking here real quick. But I mean, you know, there's and you can help me, Steve, with this, but other than us, obviously, I mean, Shauna has been there. We've got Frank Zupan has been there, Tammy Colson, Matt Stolik.
Right, Matt, our own PhD. We have
right,
a PhD.
John Nicolasian.
Right.
Joan Ginsberg.
Right.
Well, Lori Rudiman. Of course, I'm doing this off the top of my head.
That's okay. I didn't you
yeah,
know,
I mean,
need to run through the roster, but it is kind
lot.
Of special, right? There's that little
yeah,
sort of that
absolutely.
Little club, if you will. It's like those guys who've attended every Super Bowl, right? Like that they get that this special
it's
little club. Right?
We're going to be making a special commercial with our three timers. You know, yeah.
Except one of those guys died like,
oh.
right before the Super Bowl.
Oh God!
This year,
oh, that's
was, like,
not good.
Yeah. So let's hope. We don't have anything like that happen. But, Trish, you know, we talked to Lois from Acquire. We talked to Nate a little bit earlier. People Matters, one of the sponsors as well. Matt Charney, of course, from Monster. But there are a couple of other sponsors who are not on the call tonight. So, Trish, maybe you could just mention and just give a little shout-out to our other HR Evolution sponsors who are not with us on the call tonight.
Oh, absolutely. You know, for the second time coming back is Ceridian. And Will Manuel is our main man from there. You know, last year he actually led a session, which was fantastic, and it got lots of great feedback. And so, you know, having Ceridian come back, and I think that's one of the things that's exciting for me because that's really sort of my main role is working with the sponsors, is that we do have sponsors that want to come back. And, you know, they know it's not like having a booth where people are just filtering through. I mean, they're going to come in and roll up their sleeves and participate as an attendee. There's no sort of differentiation. And so I think it helps you get to know that company a lot more and what the culture is behind the brand by interacting with them in a really different way than you might experience somewhere else. So happy to have Ceridian back. Also, Pinstripe Talent is coming back as well. And last year, you know, they were a sponsor that helped us with our one of our little tweet-ups on Saturday night. And so Sue Marks and her team, Michelle Cryer, and just, you know, the whole gang there, they're just super supportive. And for anyone, if you're signed up to come to HR Evolution and you have not done your social media trading cards that Pinstripe is providing, go check out the link. They look like they're going to be just phenomenal. They're sort of like
they
a baseball card, but did you get your
coolest? They are the coolest thing you've ever seen. They are amazing. I saw them at another conference, and they are so cool.
How do people get directed to that? Can we find the link and get that tweeted out as well? Because I have a feeling not everybody's sort of dialed into
you
that.
You have to do it. I want one from every single person there.
Okay, I will go. I'll find the link and tweet it out.
I had one of those cards made a number of years ago, Shauna, and I'll get another one made now. And I'm just concerned, like, it'll be like a Barry Bonds situation. People are going to look at my cards over the years and try to figure out if I've been on the performance enhancers, you know, over time and, you know, what I'm worried about.
Wow.
Really?
I'm a little concerned. I am.
Interesting.
They're about to throw that poor guy in jail. It's ridiculous.
Oh, stop it.
All right, so then our last sponsor is also a return sponsor, and that's SHRM. So what I like most about that is the fact that what started out for us is sort of, you know, we were rebelling almost against what we, you know, we weren't able to go to SHRM. That was one of the things. And so for me, what that shows to us as professionals who are members of SHRM is that they're trying to meet us where we are as well. And so they're open to some new ideas about how to think about an event, how to think about conferences, how to think about how a session works. And to me, that's actually very exciting. So they were sponsors last year, and before we even announced that we were going to do it again this year, I have to tell you that Curtis Midkiff, you know, approached me last summer and said, whatever it is you guys are doing, count us in. We are all in for whatever you've got. So to me, that says a lot that people are willing to sort of buy into things. And a lot of our attendees did the same thing. If you know, we were putting tickets on sale in November when all we had was a city. We had no speakers announced. We had no hotel announced,
right.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If people were emailing me saying, okay, I got my airline ticket, and that was in November. So I feel like as a group, as a big collective group, we're doing something that's touching people because they want to be part of it, and they want to be part of it early on. So for that, I'm really, really thankful.
Yeah, so huge thanks to all our sponsors as well, you know, and they obviously helped to make it happen, and we're really appreciative of that. So let's do another reset. It's the HR Happy Hour. Sean, this is episode 95, by the way. I don't think I mentioned that at the top of the show, so we're very close to it. A big milestone episode that, you know, we've got to sit down and plan here shortly. But HR Happy Hour, we're talking HR Evolution. Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, can I just mention two other little quick things? In terms of sponsors, and they're sponsors in a little bit different way for us, but I at least wanted to mention and thank immensely Knobscott Corporation, because they take a great deal of the burden off of the planning committee by running. We initially had started out a couple, I think it was in the first one, we had a sort of a scholarship, and we were having people help other people come. And Beth Carvin, the CEO there, just really latched onto that idea. And so last year she sponsored people to come to HR Evolution. This year they actually run a full-blown scholarship where there were people who submitted. There was a selection committee through their board. And so John Ingham is going to be the award winner there and will be coming over thanks to Knobscott. And then the last one I wanted to say, one of our session leaders, which maybe you can tell a little bit more about, is Mary Ellen Slater from Smart Brief. And so they are going to be providing some really cool prizes and giveaways during the session. And so sort of sponsoring in a different way, but definitely giving back to the event. So I just wanted to give a shout out to those two.
That's a great mention, Trish. Mary Ellen Slater, and we'll be doing our session with Charlie Judy, right? From HR Fishbowl, is a HR pro, great blogger, good guy, great friend of the show as well. So that, I mean, you know, honestly, there's so many good sessions. If you look at the agenda, right? I mean, we're hearing this already. Right? How do I choose which sessions to go to? And originally, we had kind of thought, let's cut down the number of sessions and let's do some repeat sessions, maybe do the same session morning and the afternoon. And, you know, that didn't happen. Honestly, there were too many good, you know, sessions to choose from, and so many folks wanted to participate, and there were so many great ideas that we sort of had to, you know, we just included everything we thought made sense, and so it's a full agenda. Trish, I think we're 14 or 15 concurrent sessions probably in the course of the day.
No, it was hard.
Maybe you could also mention
51 submissions.
Yeah,
wow.
51 submissions. And Trish, maybe I know we have a lot of folks who I want to get back on the line and get a chance to talk, but just for real quick, talk about our opening keynote and how that came about and what that's all about.
So we are thrilled because, you know, one of the things, too, we wanted to really provide an executive look, through our speakers, because a lot of the feedback we got was we want real practitioners there talking about how this all plays out, not just social media, but how just the emerging view of HR is playing out in different organizations. So as soon as we announced we were coming to Atlanta, we had contacted by Tim Gardner, who's also known as HR Introvert, or the HR Introvert on Twitter as well, and he reached out right away and said, "You know what?
Did you just out the introvert, Trish? Is that allowed? Can you?
Did you?
No, he's been out.
All right.
Where have you been?
He's
been out in your stream tonight.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm not outing anyone. So Tim. Tim, who works with Kimberly Clark, and approached their CHRO, and Liz Gotung agreed to come and be our keynote to really open the day and sort of set the tone for us. And so we're really excited to have her and also some other members of the Kimberly Clark HR team. So I think that'll be really exciting and something different than we've done before.
Very cool.
Really cool. Okay, quick reset, HR Happy Hour. The HR Evolution Preview Show, loads of folks on the line, and we sort of ran through them all real quick. So let's try to circle back and maybe just get some more sort of commentary and observations from the folks that are on the line. If you're out there listening or you're on the line now and want to jump in now, now's your chance. We got about 15 or 17 minutes left in the show. Please call in, press 1 if you want to come on board, and we'll look from the Twitter stream as well. So while we're sort of looking for that, you know, earlier today, Sean, I did a webcast with Chris.
Yeah,
Dunn.
You did.
So we had a little joke, a bit of a fiasco with some of the polling questions. And so the polling questions that I crafted didn't really work out so well. So he and I sort of came up with another type of a polling question for the HR Evolution Show. I thought maybe, you know, we could float that out. I'll float it out to the Twitter stream, really, to see what people say. So here's sort of the idea. So you're at HR Evolution, right? We're having the big tweet up on Friday night, and so Saturday morning we're starting really early, right? Like 7 a.m. continental breakfast or whatever we're doing, and 8 a.m. we kick off the show.
You're partying the night before, Steve.
So right. So you get up at HR Evolution, and then it's 8 a.m. and you're trying to find a coffee, and you find an HR Evolution attendee in the hotel lobby, passed out on one of the hotel, you know, the chair there, right? They're passed out. So what do you do, right? So it's kind of this moral dilemma. Do you sort of help them? Do you help them? A, right? You help them. You direct them back to their room, make sure they're okay, right? That's one option. You know, B would be, you know, you call security, you tell them, you know, there's a panhandler out in the lobby and that's been bothering people and you want them ejected, right? That's option B. And option C, right, which I think is a compelling option. Option C would be you drag the person and the entire chair, right, into one of the concurrent sessions, and like maybe the Matt Stolick, Lori Rudiman session, and you make them, you know, sort of incorporate the drunk, passed out person into the session. That's option C, right? So A, B, and C are your options, and I'll leave it to the folks out there to decide what they might do with that in that scenario. Sean, what do you do, A, B, or C? What do you choose? I know what you're doing. Let's take another call. Area code 256, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, guys, this is Ben Eubanks.
Ben
Eubanks. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Did you have any idea what you started back a year and a half or 2 years ago?
Definitely not, and it's so fun to see all the tweets, see all the people that are so excited about it when you know, 2 years ago, nobody had any idea what it even was, you know. Actually, 2 years ago today, it didn't exist, but, I mean, it's just amazing to see the community that's grown up around it. And, you know, Trish and I talk about it all the time, about how we never could have imagined this. And so it's just a lot of fun.
All right, so Ben, what are you most looking forward to this time, HR Evolution number 3? What's got you jazzed up? What are you excited about?
The drunk guy on the couch.
What would you do, Ben, A, B, or C? What do you do?
You know, I'm Mr. Vanilla, so I would probably direct him back to the room. It's okay, Steve. I'll take pity on you. Anyway.
Hope it's not me.
Oh, gosh. The session I'm looking forward to the most, I don't know. I don't want to cop out, but I feel there. Last time, I walked back and forth between two different sessions almost the whole day because there was so much good stuff going on. I didn't want to miss any of it.
You're right. There's so many great things going on. There's a couple that stick out, I know, in my mind. One would be the Tin Cup and Mike Carden from Sonar 6 session, I think is going to be really interesting. And, of course, our friend Matt Stolick and Lori Rudiman's Pop Culture and HR session is going to be fabulous. I'm looking forward to that one, too. And the Shauna non-creepy stalking way. There's too many. I think there's going
to
be so many.
You have to do the non-creepy.
Yeah.
I'm
Ben, man. I'm going to tell you
Josh's
what.
Session.
Josh Letourneau on social network analysis.
Social network analysis is something I want to bring back to my workplace. So.
Josh is so smart, and it's going to take a lot of notes and a lot of rereading those notes to get what he has to say, but it's worth it.
Right. Sounds so great. Ben, we appreciate it, man. We just, you're an inspirational guy. You got those two little girls that are, what, are they dating yet, or are they not quite there?
I told Brian Abramowitz he's going to bring his boys, and we're going to have to introduce them at an early age.
Dude, I want to meet the Abramowitz boys. They are such cuties.
That almost sounds a little creepy in some sort of like Mormon compoundy creepy way. So I'm not gonna go any further with that. But Ben, man, you're doing a fantastic job as always. Awesome dude, inspiration to us all, and thanks for everything.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, let's take one more call, Shauna. Area code 703. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, Steve and Shauna, it's Curtis Mick here from Sherm. How y'all doing?
Curtis,
yay!
How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Please forgive the background noise. I'm at Arkansas Sherm with Tara Mock and Tin Cup and Jenny Devine and the whole crew.
All right,
wow.
Well, great. So Curtis, this is going to be your first HR Evolution, right?
It will be. I was there virtually last year, but I'll be there in person this year.
Fantastic. And so, I mean, you know, you're out there, you're hitting all these events. You know, what about the HR Evolution vibe that sort of charged you up at Sherm, and why are you guys interested in getting involved in this?
I just think that this group represents a voice that we as an organization need to hear. Collectively, it represents kind of an innovative demographic within HR. And, you know, I hear you guys have a lot of fun, so I want to be there for that, too.
Yeah, no, that'll be none of that. But yeah, good. Well, Curtis, we're really pleased. You know, Trish, I know, has worked really hard with all the sponsors, and we're really excited Sherm was involved last year as well as again this year. And we're really jazzed that you'll be coming to the event as well, so that's really, really cool. So, Curtis, thanks so much for just dropping by tonight. And say hi to our friends in Arkansas.
I will. You guys keep doing what you're doing. And, Steve, I need to talk to you about annuals, so we'll make that happen next week.
Yeah, let's do it. You know, I have a very extensive rider that, you know, you guys will have to deal with. But if we can work out those details, we can make that happen.
I'll keep the room temperature water and no green M&M's.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it popping, right?
I only like certain.
All right, you guys take it easy.
I like certain color Skittles only, you know, I'm very particular.
Oh,
Captain Crunch, you know, everything. So, Curtis, no, thanks so much, buddy. We really appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks.
All right, you guys have a good night. Bye.
Great. So, all right. So, Shauna, boy, 10 minutes to go on the show, and we just got to say hey to the folks who've been hanging out with us all night. We only had a chance to talk for a couple of minutes in the beginning.
Oh, we appreciate it, guys. It's been a full
I got to do a little sucking up, though. I got to do a little damage control, so I want to go back to really, honestly, really my favorite guest, Chyna Gorman, and bring her back
Too late.
In.
China,
you
don't know. Too late. Oh. Not going to be that easy. Not going to be that easy, my friend.
China, you've been going to events, running events, leading organizations. You know, do you think that, that sort of more traditional events are starting to evolve a little bit more? Do you sense that as you attend or you observe in getting that more interactive, more grassroots feel to them, or is this just our own little niche thing that's going to reside in our own little corner of the world basically forever?
Well, I do think the larger conference organizers are evolving into more of a smaller feel with a real strong focus on networking, live streaming some of the content, and becoming, you know, far more social media friendly, both
right.
to attendees as well as others who might watch on live stream. But, you know, there are things you can do with 150 people that you can't do with 1,000 people. And there are things you can do with 1,000 people that you can't do with 12,000 people. And so in some ways, you know, your flexibility becomes less the larger the attendee list is, but there
sure.
are some
sure.
just, you know, basic table stakes kinds of things that are you're starting to see at some of the larger conferences, like free Wi-Fi everywhere in the venue so that folks can be live blogging and tweeting, you know, throughout all of the sessions that they go to. I think there's also a stronger focus on, you know, less formal PowerPoint presentations and more interactive experiential kinds of sessions. And I know that's really difficult from a certification perspective, but I think we're starting to see that in some of the larger conferences, and I think we'll definitely be seeing more of that.
Yeah, I think you're right too, China. That's the sense we get. I mean, those things are important, though. The certifications are obviously very important to a vast number of professionals. It's not easy to scale, as you said. It's not easy to scale sort of that loose kind of vibe up to 10,000 people, and particularly
yeah.
certain numbers of vendor support and a lot of, you know, sponsorship money coming in that's going to support those
right.
kinds of things.
Right. Well, and Eric Weingartner is saying on the Twitter back channel, you know, it also sort of depends on what's the purpose of the conference for the conference organizer. Is it an education, an experiential kind of give back to the profession, which is so what HR Evolution is about, or is it, you know, the primary primo moneymaker for the organization? And with lots of nonprofits, you know, and I'm not just speaking SHRM, I'm talking everybody in the nonprofit membership world, the conference is where you generate the most profit to be able to underwrite all the things you do that your membership fee doesn't pay for. And so, you know, you have to kind of look at, as Eric was pointing out, you have to kind of look at what's the motivation for the organizer.
Right. China, thanks for that. Hopefully I've worked my way back slightly into your good graces. Let's only hope.
Slightly.
I'll make it up to you in Atlanta.
Oh.
Let's, Shauna, we have another call. Let's take line 6. Area code 314, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, what's up, Ken? Kittens, this is Dwayne Lay. How are you?
Hey, Dwayne, how are you, my friend?
Good. I got to tell you, I was taking a complete guess because I'm in Tampa. You know, I'm a St. Louis boy. I have no idea what area code I'm calling from. I left the Rays game to call in early, and I am so glad I did for two reasons. One, you know, I know we're talking revolution, HR, it's great stuff. Sean and I are co-presenting. I couldn't be more excited. But two, to get to hear the comments from China on that, and China, I hope you're still on the line because you could not be more right. I was in Orlando this week. I was presenting at Collaborate, which is the big PeopleSoft conference, and most of the comments I heard, I mean, I like to think we put on a good session. We were talking about self-service from a global perspective, but so many of the questions were around, oh, my gosh, how do they afford to rent out Universal Studios for a night? Man, it's got to be expensive.
Yeah.
Is that why we pay so much for this conference?
Right.
I adore the idea of revolution because it's about actually talking to each other. It's not about me talking to you. It's not about you talking to me. It's about us talking together. I dig
exactly.
that. I could not be more excited.
Yeah, Dwayne, that's a great point. And I think when we sort of organized a program this year, we were really mindful of trying to leave more time and more sort of buffer time in between sessions and in and out of lunch. I think we have a slightly longer lunch period perhaps this year than we have in the past to try to just enable folks at the day of the event to have just more time to just talk and hang out and have that balance with real, you know, some structured content, of course, in sessions, but with that kind of free and open time for connecting and networking as well.
Well, I tell you what, anybody who's not sure about how the sessions got put together, I just want to say this. I actually put in a submission for a session that didn't get accepted. And you know what? Now that I know a little more about the sessions, it would not have made any sense. It was balanced, and it was absolutely the right choice. And I was invited to go present with Shauna, with the minion herself, and I couldn't be more pleased because what you put together is so important and so good. Like getting people together in the social media world, getting people to connect in real life, it's a great topic, and I'm really excited to be able to support you doing it.
I'm so happy you're doing it with me.
Oh, I love doing it with you. But the sessions that are selected, when I look at the topics, I mean, this is not like Collaborate. This is not like Open World. And this is going to sound a little bad if you're heavily engaged in those, but these are like really valuable sessions that you can actually learn from and you can take something away from. You know, so I commend, you know, Steve, you and Ben and Crystal and Trish and I, you guys have put together such a great list of content that I can't wait to get there. I got to tell you, it's all I've been thinking about the last couple of weeks. All I'm gonna think about the next 2 weeks, not because I'm presenting, but because I see what's coming, and it's so. And this is sad to say, but it's so unique that we've got a content list of stuff that you can actually have these discussions and take something away from this and learn from it and grow from it. It's fantastic, and it's just I can't wait to see every one of you and every one of the attendees there. I couldn't be more jazzed about this.
Dwayne, great. Thanks so much. We're excited to have you on the program as well, attending your first HR Evolution. We really appreciate that. A lot of first-time attendees, Trish, Ben as well. We're really excited to meet some of the folks we haven't met before. We have just a couple of minutes left, Trish. I'm going to throw it back to you. Certainly, just maybe say a couple of words about Crystal, who wasn't able to join us tonight, but just...
Aww.
You know, to express our gratitude and thanks for everything she does. She does just an amazing amount of work on HR Evolution.
Yeah. Please, everyone, when you see Crystal, truly give her a big thank you, big hug, because Crystal has been working so hard from January through now, and I mean pretty much every single day there's something, you know, that she's doing to help with the logistics. We could not do this without her. I am so not detail-oriented when it comes to those things, and she is not only good at the logistics piece, she's great negotiating the logistics. So, you know, we try and keep these costs so low, and she is the brilliant person behind all of that. So,
yeah. Huge props to Crystal Peterson. Of course, Ben Eubanks, yourself, Trish McFarland as well. You know, just it's so great to work with you guys on this, and I'm really pleased to be a part of it again. And really, for everyone who's managed to call in tonight and participate on the radio show, Kevin Grossman, China Gorman, Lois Melbourne, Nate DePore, Nate, thanks so much, Matt Charney from Monster, Trish, of course, Ben, Curtis Midkiff, Dwayne Lay, did I miss anyone? Tanya Barham, Shauna, of course, Shauna presenting big timing in at the HR Evolution this year. Which I'm stoked about and really pleased that she's doing it. So it's going to be great. It's in a couple of weeks. You know, we don't have any more tickets left. You know, if there's someone out there who wants to try to weasel their way in, I don't know. You know, maybe something will pop up on eBay. There might possibly be a ticket that might somehow come available through coercion or bribery. So we're looking forward to it. So thanks so much to the sponsor. First of all, thanks to our sponsor, Acquire, who's also sponsoring the HR Evolution.
Thank you, Acquire.
And, of course, Monster, Ceridian, Sherm, Pinstripe, Knobscots. Who did I miss?
People Matter.
People Matter. Nate DePore and People Matter, of course. So
Smart
thanks,
brain.
Everybody. Shauna, you can open up the lines. We'll hang out on the after show for a few minutes if everybody wants to participate in that. No pressure if you're done with this nonsense for tonight. And thanks so much from the HR Happy Hour. And we'll see everybody listening, or most of everybody listening, in Atlanta in 2 weeks at the HR Evolution. So that's it. I think that's it for us, Shauna. And I'll say goodnight from the HR Happy Hour. And, again, hang out on the after show if you're on the phone line now, if you care to, for a few minutes. So let's take it away, Mr. Mr. Voice of the HR Happy Hour, the great, great Mark Stelton.
This episode of HR Happy Hour was sponsored by Acquire, providers of leading workforce planning and analytics software. We're also a sponsor of HR Evolution in Atlanta this month. If you go, we hear the Flying Biscuit serves amazing fried green tomatoes. Now, if you're in the mood for some good barbecue, come to Dallas-Fort Worth in May for Acquire's Structure 2011 conference. Learn more and register at acquireinc.com/structure2011.
Good fun. Great show, everybody. That was a lot of fun.
That was fun.
Thank you, everybody, for joining. I apologize. I couldn't really get back to everybody on the second go around, but I do appreciate you taking the time tonight.
It's always surprising how fast that hour goes.
Honestly.
It does. It really does.
These are the hardest ones to do. There was 12 people on the line most of the show, and that's the hardest show to do.
You guys did such a great job.
I was sitting in the Tropicana field watching the Rays and Twins, and Pavano had a no-hitter going into the fifth, and all I could think about was, man, I hope somebody gets a hit so I can walk out of here so I can dial into the show because I don't want to miss anything.
That's commitment, Dwayne.
Look, I love you guys. You know that. You know I love you deeply. Shauna, you know I can't wait to hang out with you again. Full disclosure, Sean and I got to have dinner early this week because I'm in Florida. But I wouldn't have left if the no-hitter was going. I mean, I love you, but I would have stayed there.
I
was standing up in the stand screaming to Pavano because I'm not a big fan, and he's in the visitor squad, right? I'm screaming at him every inning to try to break up the no-hitter. So I thought I'd have to get out because they got no signal inside, so I could come hang out with you.
You should have your confirmation, shouldn't you?
What's that? I didn't catch that.
I think it's someone who doesn't know their lines.
Yeah, I think so. We've opened up all the lines. This is after show. Let me just quickly say, this is after show. We're not streaming live on the internet, but everything you say does make the recorded archive that is available for posterity. So be mindful of that. So, but yeah, you know, it's going to be a great, great event. I really wish we could sort of do more in terms of maybe streaming next time or figuring out a way. We're going to be doing some video. There's definitely going to be some video take. We didn't even get a chance to talk about that.
Yeah.
But we'll be doing some video at the event, which will be made available post-event, for sure.
Are you, I said Marion Hogan is doing that. So she'll do a great job.
Steve, are you going to be involved with that again like you did at ERE? Because that was awesome.
No, we're not live streaming the event, but we're going to be doing some video recording of certain sessions. I think Trish knows
a little bit
more about this than I do. And then we'll make some of that content available after the event as well.
Yeah, we have we've talked with Maren Hogan, and so Maren will be in charge of all things video because I think she's got not only the skills, but she's also got the good eye, and she knows a lot of the people involved, and she's going to sort of be able, I think, to hone in on what we all would find important to have captured. I think she'll be the perfect person to do that for us.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's really good at that.
Yeah, so, no, I mean, it's going to be great. You know, I think that, as Trish said, I think we, after doing two of these, the third one's going to have just the right balance, you know, of the first one and the second one. So, you know, I'm jazzed up. We're looking forward to it. There's Ben set up a great LinkedIn group on LinkedIn, HR Evolution LinkedIn group. If you haven't joined that, you should check that out. And there's a thread going on there where people are organizing when they're arriving and when they're leaving and meeting up and doing things like that outside of the event as well. So, you know, I'd encourage folks to check out that LinkedIn group and get involved in the conversation in there, too. So.
Cool.
Yeah. And can we also add, if you happen to notice somebody's name on the list that you don't know or that you think might not be on Twitter, try and reach out to, even if it's just one person you don't know, before
you know, 2 weeks from
now.
Oh,
that's a nice idea.
I've been trying to pick those people out that I know may not be involved, and then I'm reaching out to them and asking them, you know, do you mind if I connect you with someone beforehand? And so we've had a lot of people doing that sort of behind the scenes, and it's made those people feel so much better. So at least when they walk in on Friday night, they'll sort of, quote-unquote, know about, you know, two people, three people, so that they won't be alone when they walk in the door.
Oh, that's neat.
Sometimes we forget that, right? We sort of interact with each other. We have a small circle of sort of friends and associates, but there will be, you know, 20 or 30 people or more who are going to come to this event that really we will not know, and they will not know many people there, if anyone.
And
so,
to keep in mind that when we're there, we need to really, like, if you see somebody that doesn't look familiar from Twitter, we've got to reach out to them, because I think that's probably the worst feeling, is if you walk in and you feel like everybody else knows each other, it's got to be terrifying. So.
Well, and when you've got a small, a quote-unquote small event like this, where you've got a relatively easily managed attendee list, there's no reason for that to happen.
Right.
And I have talked about that, and we had a couple of things we're working on. I know that Weingartner, I heard you giggling. Weingartner had a post on Twitter earlier today asking if there was a HR Revolution Twitter list.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's like, oh, I'm sure somebody did that, and I didn't see a response to it. And then I felt really bad that I hadn't tried to put one together.
Oh, no, there is. Benjamin McCall.
Okay,
yeah, Benjamin McCall has it, and so, yeah, we'll tweet that out again.
Imagine that Ben's been on top of that.
Yeah, he did
Trish,
it last
you know, there's
year
only like 80 people on that, too, so we should figure that out.
Well, and I see...
Oh,
but, you
there's
know, see,
Eric.
Eric, how are you, buddy?
I'm living the dream.
Part of the problem, though, Eric, is that a lot of those people aren't on Twitter.
Well, but
so,
I think that's a bigger problem.
Yeah, we need to fix that.
That's a little bit of a disconnect, and so that's why I'm saying, like, if we can, you know, if you see a name you don't recognize, look on LinkedIn, because at least, or if there's somebody that you see on there, contact me, contact Steve or Ben, and we can give you that person's email address. Somehow let's get people connected, but we're really trying hard to...
I've had 3 or 4 people already, you know, connect with me on LinkedIn specifically about this, saying, you know, we don't know each other, but I want to,
okay.
you know you're going to be there, I want to meet you. So I think that's exactly what it needs to do, and just looking through the stream tonight, there's a couple of people who I think are a little nervous about will there be just exactly what we're talking about, you know?
Yeah.
Because I just know from even my first interaction with you, Trish, I think it's hysterical now that I was like, oh, my God, it's Trish McFarlane.
Oh, you did not.
Oh, my God, are you kidding me? You know, and you know, Lori Rudiman always gets that. I'm like, I am embarrassed. I am totally embarrassed that I had sweaty palms the first time I met you, right? This is embarrassing.
Right?
You
know,
and
of
course,
now?
Chyna Gorman, I still get all excited when I'm like, she's my friend. I get to call Chyna my friend. You know, so
no, you're right.
We have to tap into that and just be like, no, we're just a bunch of HR dorks, right? Trying to make the world a better place. So,
I met Trish and Steve at the same time for the first time up at HR Tech. So imagine how I felt.
I'm pretty sure, right? I can be honest,
since we're among friends, when I met Dwayne, I kind of felt like, oh, my God, is he like a stalker? It was
I'm going to go ahead and pretend I don't know who said that.
Dwayne was living
the dream that event. He was living the dream.
Trish, weren't we with Felsner and Meg Bear, too, that same dinner?
Was, yeah. And so here comes Dwayne, and Dwayne's going, oh, I read your blog, and I'm from St. Louis, too. And I'm thinking, oh, crap, does he live near me? He's going to hunt me down.
Hey, is Don...
And wait,
is Don hold on. Is Don on the line?
No. Is Don there?
Who are you looking for?
Don. I know she's there. Don HR Rocks. Come on.
How do I get on?
You're on.
Hey,
we can hear you. Say hello.
Hey. Hey, y'all there?
We're here.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Listen, I am representing the virgins of the group. I will need a hand holder.
I'll hold your hand, Don.
Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And you seem like a shy, retiring type, Don, so are you worried you're not going to meet anyone?
I don't know. I'm an Aries, but apparently my sign has been moved to something like Aquarius.
So I'm all.
No. That only applies to a very small group of people. You're fine.
Okay.
No,
but I'm totally stoked. But it is going to be interesting when somebody said, "Hey, it's like my Twitter stream's coming to life." This will
hey,
be the
you
block.
Know what? If you're new to the space. The Minion and I are doing a session at Revolution about connecting with people in a non-creep way.
That is
I'm doing it so we can talk about how to bridge that gap.
Hey, you know, hold me, brother.
Hashtag marketing.
Well, the thing that's weird is that I've been kind of in the fistful blog space for about 18 months, but this will be my first conference just because work wasn't allowing me to get out of the Beeham area for a while. This will be my first conference where I'll actually get to meet people. So I'm totally stoked. It's going
to
be great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Right. Don't hassle Dawn. She had my back today on the Sonar 6 joint we did with Chris today. And, you know, when Chris and Carden turned on me, the two of them.
If I recall, Chris Dunn had some trouble pushing out a pole. And I mean a POLL.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for clarification.
I appreciate you, you know, looking out.
Oh, my God. Thank you for that. I am totally your buddy now. I volunteer to be your HR buddy for that.
Right. All right. So, Steve, I saw the whole thing play out, man. I thought the questions were fabulous.
Thank you. I got painted in a very unflattering light, and it was really unfair.
But I'll tell you this. I thought you could play it off like, hey, this was totally planned. It was the greatest example ever.
That's what I said after the event was over on our sort of webinar after show. I said, isn't it great that I gave you guys a coaching opportunity live?
That's right. So, guys need anything to prepare? Is everything good? You need me to do anything or bring anything? Or
if you could bring the booze, that would be a big help.
Yeah. I already have also.
You're probably going to be welcome, right? We love snacks.
I'll bring some Captain Crunch for Steve.
I love it.
And some McRib sauce. We'll be good.
Cool. Well, Dawn, thanks for being a good sport. I called you out. I saw your tweet. You were on the after show.
Calling you out.
You don't get away.
All right, guys. I'll see you in a few.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Later.
Hey, any last words, anybody, before we wind it down? It's been a great show, a lot of fun, good conversation. What else is there to say? Is there anything else to say, Shauna?
Yeah, thanks to you and Shauna and Trish and Ben. Great show.
Well, thanks, everybody, for joining in tonight. We really appreciate it. It was a fun show.
Hey. This is Tim Gardner.
Hey, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Trish,
Tim
Gardner, you didn't out me.
What's up, dude?
You didn't out me, Trish. I've been putting the two names together for a while now. It's okay. I got to tell you, when I hosted the carnival, I got an email. I'm like, who's this Tim Gardner dude? And then I'm like, oh, it's Introvert. Oh, that's so awesome because I so wanted to know who this guy was because, dude, your writing is top-notch, man. I really enjoy your stuff. I'm so glad I, have a name. And I can't wait to meet you in person. I'm totally geeked about that.
I'm looking forward to get there.
Hey, Dwayne.
I feel like I know so many of you guys, so it's really good. It's going to be great.
Dwayne, that sounds a little creepy. And so the fact that you're feeling how to connect in a non-creepy way is kind of like, what is that? We're supposed to question it. We have to do it.
Maybe I'm the don't be like that example of our team. Maybe it's going to be like her, not like him.
So since we've got that out, can we work on who HR said what is?
I know there's theories,
but I'll keep it very quiet if you just let me in on it, Trish.
No,
nope,
I know who it is, but I cannot tell.
Oh, my God.
We'll get that out of her. Don't worry.
Oh, my God.
I got to tell you, I want to share, in all seriousness, For Steve, you and Trish and Ben and Crystal, I don't know if they're on the line, but in all seriousness, you know, so I'm in Orlando. I was at Collaborate, which is like the big giant PeopleSoft conference, right? And
wait, you're there? You didn't say hi to me.
What's that? Were you there?
I'm in Orlando.
Oh, I know. Anyway, hey, it's hard for you to be serious. All right, give me a second, would you? Anyway, I just want you guys to know, seriously.
Not
so I'm at
talking
this thing,
to you.
And it is. It's like this big, giant conference thing, and it's totally unruly. And I really was walking around thinking, man, this is all about, like, you hire a model for booths,
and then you give away keychains, and but what are you really contributing to the space? And the idea of being a collaborator and then being at HR Evolution 2 weeks later, it's like they could not be more polar opposites. And I hope that you guys know, like, and maybe I'm just speaking for me, but like how proud I am of what you guys have put together, and to get to be part of that, where yeah, it's a conference, and yeah, you're going to be part of this thing, but it's actually conversation and it's collaboration more than collaborate, and it's actually like giving back to the space. And I'm really, really jazzed to be part of it. Even if I wasn't presenting, I would be jazzed to be like there and be part of it. So I hope you guys know like how proud all of us are of what you guys have built. It's really, really awesome, and I hope you know that.
Thank you, Dwayne. That's sweet.
I think we probably
well, cool,
all
Dwayne, and I got to tell you something. We would have models if we could get them. If we could afford them, we would have them there. But it's not
so
much.
Spend, no, no.
It's more
no,
of an economic
no, I mean,
decision than a, you know, an intention thing. So
you know,
no.
Dude, I gotta tell you what. If you want to put on a you know a pencil skirt and some heels and some pearls, I think you would look great.
Don't dare me, Dwayne. Come on.
It's not a dare. It's an observation, sir.
All right, so let's wrap it up. Shauna, fantastic show. We'll see next week. I didn't even get to say next week. What's on the show next week? I should probably know that. Oh, we're doing a recruiting joint. We've got some recruiting stuff in the next week. And then the night before HR Evolution, we're doing a show, Shauna. We are going to do it.
Yeah.
And, I won't be in Atlanta yet. I'll be here. I'm not sure when you're getting to town. But
I'm going
to
be in Atlanta. I'm getting there on Thursday.
So, well, we're going to do the show the night before, the 28th. So Dr. Woody... The great Dr. Woody's
Woo!
Coming. Love Dr. Woody. So Fox Business News guy, Regis and Kelly guy, or
so
Regis
fun.
And is Regis still there? I think Regis might be gone, but Dr. Woody's coming on as well. So and more fun stuff to come. A lot of pitches. Trish, I've pitched the guy who wrote that book about not firing everybody. He's going to do the show. We're just going to lock down the date soon. So
you notice how he directs that at me because he thinks I fire everybody.
Oh, because I said you can't. I showed you the book, right? I said, hey, look, I got this great book. You can't fire everybody. And your reaction was, well, sure you can. You can
yes,
fire
I
everybody.
Can. And I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah, so.
Nice.
So we got a lot of good stuff coming up and more good stuff to come. So that's it. Sean, I'm going to play this cool song, this TV girl song out. I'm going to play it all the way out and just let it ride. And that's it. So thanks so much, and we'll see
Hi,
you next
everyone.
Week.
Everyone.
We will see
Later.
You next week on HR Happy Hour. Thanks, everybody.
Night.
Good night.
Take care.